the United States of America is kind of where my main devotion is, and I've gotten involved with Jim Gilchrist, who's the founder of the Minutemen Project, because I saw the, you know, this 20 million illegal aliens that we have in the United States as an invasion, and felt that we needed to look at what the Minutemen were doing to protect our borders. I couldn't figure out why George Bush was not securing our borders. We have a war on terrorism going on, George, as you well know and have reported on many times. And we know that there are terrorists coming across the border with Mexico. We have prosecuted Hezbollah agents in Detroit that got through the border of Mexico and set up shop in Detroit, and were sending money back to Hezbollah in Lebanon. And if that's the case, why would not President Bush go down and secure the border? And that's how I got into this whole question that there must be a larger agenda, and I came across this whole plan to create the North American Union, and we made that a central part of the book, The Minutemen, The Battle to Secure America's Borders, because we want the United States to know what the real threat to the sovereignty of the United States is, and it's that we could eventually have a plan by our government to merge into a new government with Mexico and the United States and Canada, called the North American Union.
So you believe, Jerry, that the sovereignty of these three tremendous countries, Mexico, which has had tremendous history on its own right, Canada, our brothers to the north and sisters, and the United States, you believe then there's this globalist plan to create this North American Union. Now, are we talking about it in terms of operational control, much like one huge country, or are we talking more like the European Union?
Well, the European Union taken to another level, to be really a government. I mean, it started
pretty dramatic, Jerry.
It's very dramatic, George. Let me give you the evidence, because I've been writing about this, where people can see it even now on Human Events Online, and also in WorldNet Daily Online with all the links, so you can see the original document itself. It started out really in March in 2005 in the meeting in Waco, Texas, when President Bush, President Fox of Mexico, and Prime Minister Martin of Canada signed a joint agreement to create this joint peace and prosperity partnership, the Security and Prosperity Partnership, SPP. And the SPP was the first step in creating the North American Union as a new government. Now, you can see what was done if you go, it's operational, because if you go to spp.gov, which is a website in the Department of Commerce, you'll see some 20 working groups in the United States government that are actively working to create this new regulatory structure where the United States, Canada, and Mexico are together on a whole series of issues ranging from e-commerce to trade to immigration. And the basic idea is that we will erase the border with Mexico and erase the border with Canada. So there'll be free movement of people, trade, and capital. And there will no more be any illegal aliens, because anyone in Mexico can go anywhere they want to in the North American Union.
Would we have votes? I mean, how would we vote for people?
Well, we would still keep the United States government, but it would be subservient. Our sovereignty would be secondary to the North American Union. I mean, as I looked into this, I next linked to the Council on Foreign Relations, which right after this Waco, Texas meeting, they issued a task force report. And the task force report was called Building a North American Community. And what that called for was the creation by 2010 of the North American Union, and that it would have an executive group, a committee that would run North American Community. It would have a court, and that court would set court rulings that would be determinative over our Supreme Court. And it would have a parliamentary group. And again, that parliamentary group would make laws as it affected the North American Union.
Now, you know this is, yeah, I want to get into the Amero in just a moment here. You know this is hard to take now. It's hard to believe.
It is, George, and that's why you've got to go to the websites and see spp.gov, because these working committees, which are doing memorandum of understanding, they're doing putting in place rules and regulations. Those committees are headed by Secretary Gutierrez of Commerce, Secretary Rice, our Secretary of State, and by Michael Chertoff, Department of Homeland Security. And they link into many departments, including Departments of Transportation, Immigration and Naturalization Services. And as you look at these working groups and work through the links, you'll see it's an operational, in effect, putting in place the regulations. So that by 2010, we'll have a North American Union every bit as much or greater than the European Union with governmental bodies in place to make it work.
Now, let me ask you the $64,000 question. Of course, you know, I served in the Navy 9 years. I consider myself to be a patriot. I question things in government. I don't support everything in government. Neither do you. Is this a good or bad thing? I mean, so all of a sudden we tie in Mexico and Canada, a lot of resources. Here we are in the United States. Is that good or is this bad?
Well, I think, George, that, you know, many people like yourselves and really millions of Americans who have died and suffered for this country in battle.
And by the way, I've never seen battle, so I want everyone to know that.
But there are millions who have, and neither have I, George, but there are many who have, did not do it for a North American Union. Nor did George Bush take an oath of office to preserve, protect, and defend the North American Union. Now, if that's his agenda, if that's the reason why he won't secure the border, in other words, because he's already agreed to Vincente Fox that there will be no border, we're going to erase the border, then George Bush needs to come forward to the American people and tell that to America explicitly. If George Bush had run on that in 2004, I doubt if he would have carried any of the red states. I don't think the majority of people in America are ready to give up our sovereignty.